The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Aboim, today we're going to be learning Simen Samech. The Kitzer calls Din Birchos Hori'iyah, the brachos made on seeing a certain sight or a certain event. We had at the end of the previous Simen that there's a bracha made on seeing someone who is dear to him, if he hasn't seen him for 30 days. These are other brachos that are made on seeing certain events or certain sights. Let's see Halacha Aleph. Haroa Ilani Machal, someone sees a fruit tree, Shemotzi and Perach, that they are producing flowers, meaning he's seeing a tree that will eventually produce fruit. Right now it's just in the stage of producing flowers before it's producing the fruit. Mevarech, he makes the following bracha. Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Shelach Yisar Ba'olam Oklom. He did not make anything missing from his world. Ubarabo Brios Tovos, he made good creations. V'ilonos Tovim, and good trees, beneficial trees, lehanos bahem bnei adam, that people should have enjoyment from them. The idea of the bracha is Hashem made trees which are more for tanug, for enjoyment, they're not necessary for life. It's not like bread or water, but Hashem gave other creations to help a man enjoy the world around him. The Kitzur says, "Ve'enu mivarech elapam achas bechol shana." He only makes the bracha one time per year. The first time that year he sees trees blossoming, he makes the bracha. Ve'im icher milavarech, if he delayed making the bracha ad shigadlo aperos, until the fruits grew, lo yivarech od, he may not make the bracha anymore. The implication of the Kitzur is that if the tree is not blossoming anymore, if the fruits started to grow, he may not make the bracha. The Mishnah Brura gives a little bit more time to make the bracha. According to the Mishnah Brura, even if the fruit is growing, if it's not fully grown, as long as the fruit is not fully grown, he may make this bracha on the tree that's growing that fruit. The Kitzur continues, Yesh Omrim, there's an opinion that says, De'imlo birech b'pam harishona, if he did not make the bracha the first time, shirah es ha'prachim, that he saw the flowers, shuv lo yivarech, he may not make the bracha anymore. According to this opinion, one can only make the bracha the first time he sees this tree with the blossoms, the tree with the flowers. If he saw the tree once, at that stage where it had flowers, and he didn't make the bracha then, he may not make the bracha afterwards. On this, the Mishnah Brura brings down a dissenting opinion. According to the Mishnah Brura, one may make the bracha the second time he sees it, even if he did not say the bracha the first time he saw the tree blossoming, he may make the bracha the second time he sees it. So that's the bracha on seeing a tree producing blossoms, if eventually this tree is going to produce fruit. For more information, you could see the article on the website of Kitzur 365. There's an article about Birkas Yilanos, the bracha made on flowering trees. Let's see Halacha Beis. Al Hazikim, on Zikim, which the Kitzur will define. V'ukochav hayora kechetz, it's like a star shooting like an arrow. Ba'orach HaShemayim, in the length of heaven, mimakom lemakom, from one place to another, which we would call that a meteor. He's seeing a meteor shooting across the sky. V'nimshach oro keshevet, its light is drawn out like a stick. There's like a streak of light. See, he sees a meteor. V'al ha-kochav she'yesh lo zonav, and on a star that has a tail, the shevet shel ora, and a stick of light, that's a reference to a comet. He sees a comet which has a tail, like we know a comet has a streak of light and a tail following it. Va'ari'idas ha'aretz, and on an earthquake. Va'al ruchos she'noshvu b'za'af, and on wind that blew, that was blowing with anger, literally, meaning a hurricane wind, and a very, very powerful, strong wind, like the wind of a hurricane. Va'al abrakim, and on lightning. Al kolachas me'elu, any one of these events, I'm witnessing them. Mevarech, he makes the following bracha: Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. He makes the bracha on that Hashem made the Maaseh Bereishis. Hashem created this world, and all these events are part of the Bria, part of the creation of the world that Hashem made. Ve'enam Mevarech Al Hazikim Kiyam Pamachas Balayla. He only makes a bracha on the zikim, let's say on the meteor, one time that night. Afal pi shira od kochav acherot, even though he saw afterwards another, literally a running star, meaning another shooting star. He's witnessing a meteor shower, so he sees multiple meteors. He only makes the bracha the first time he sees a meteor. V'yala kochav shiyesh lo zanav, and on the star with the tail, meaning the comet. Kevin Shibirich Olav in a Mavarech Od. Once he makes the bracha on it, he does not make the bracha again, even though he looks at it some other time during that night. He only makes the bracha once. He does not make the bracha upon seeing it again. El Kishloro Ehu Adla Achar Shloshim Yom. Unless he doesn't see it for another 30 days. If he sees that meteor 30 days later, he has the right to make a new bracha, but multiple times within the interval of 30 days, he does not make a new bracha. He only makes the bracha once the first time. Va'al haram, and on thunder. Im shamo la'achar sh'avar habarak. If he heard it after the lightning has passed, meaning, let's say he saw lightning, and then after the lightning, then he heard thunder. Mevarech Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shekocho Ugvaraso Malei Olam. That Hashem's koach, his power and might, fills the world. On thunder, which fills a person with awe, makes him tremble from the power of Hashem, he makes the bracha on the idea that the power of Hashem fills the world. Shekocho Ugvaraso Malei Olam. So brachim, lightning, is in the category of brachas made, that one makes the bracha of Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. And thunder, he makes the bracha Shekocho Ugvaraso Malei Olam. Kitzur continues, Vimra Esabarak. If he saw the lightning, Vishama es haram, and he heard the thunder biyachad, simultaneously, at the same time that he saw the lightning, he heard the thunder. Let's say it was a very close storm, and he heard the light. He heard the thunder when he saw the lightning. Mevarech rak bracha achas. He only makes one bracha, Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. He makes the bracha Oseh Maaseh Bereishis if at the same time he saw the lightning, he heard the thunder. V'chein imbirech ala barak Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. In a similar fashion, if you made a bracha on the lightning, Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. U'betoch k'dei dibor, and the amount of time of toch k'dei dibor, we've talked about this concept in the past. Toch k'dei dibor is the amount of time it would take to greet one's teacher, to say the words Shalom Alecha Rebbe. It's between 1 or 2 seconds. So, let's say 1 to 2 seconds later, Ubatok de Dibor Lahabarak, Tok de Dibor of seeing the lightning, Nishma Haram, then the thunder was heard. Enot tzarach levarach olav. He does not need to make a bracha if either he saw the lightning and heard the thunder simultaneously, or within the span of Tok de Dibur, 1 to 2 seconds after seeing the lightning, he heard the thunder. He did not make a separate bracha. Ki niftar bibracha sha'al habarak. It's exempted with the bracha on the lightning. When one makes the bracha on lightning, that will exempt the thunder if the two occur basically simultaneously or close to each other. The thunder is close enough to the lightning within the time of Tok de Dibur, about 1 to 2 seconds. The Kitzur continues. In Mevarchin al Habarak, we do not make the bracha on lightning, or al Haram, or on thunder, Ela Tok de Dibur. Unless it's Tok de Dibur, if it's within this time, the amount of time it takes to greet one's teacher, Shom Alecha Rebbe, the amount of time, which is between 1 or 2 seconds, he can only make that bracha if he caught the thunder, the lightning, and he realized to say the bracha immediately. Within this time of Tok de Dibur, around 1 to 2 seconds. Aval Hifsik Yosir, but if he waited more than that time, he did not think to say the bracha until, let's say, 2 seconds after he saw the lightning or he heard the thunder, Shuvlo Yivarach, he should not make the bracha anymore. He can only make the bracha within the amount of time of Tok de Dibur to seeing the lightning or hearing the thunder. So the Kitzur is saying two different halachas here. He's saying if he made the bracha on the lightning and Tok de Dibur he heard the thunder, he would not make a new bracha. If he made the Osa Masa Brishis on the lightning, it would exempt the thunder if he heard the thunder within Tok de Dibur. The second halacha he's saying is whether he's making the bracha, let's say he's making a bracha just on thunder. But if more than Tok de Dibur, more than, let's say, 1 to 2 seconds pass after hearing the thunder, he would not make the bracha of Shekolcha Gvarasa Mala Olam on the thunder. And also, let's say he just saw lightning. Let's even say he didn't hear any thunder. To make the bracha on lightning, he had to make the bracha Osem Asibrishis within Tok de Dibur, let's say, 1 to 2 seconds of seeing that lightning. If more than Tok de Dibur passes after seeing the lightning and hearing the thunder, he may not make the bracha anymore. Let's see Halacha Gimel. Kol zman shel nispazru ha'avim, as long as the clouds have not scattered, niftar bebracha achas, it's exempted with one bracha. Meaning, as opposed to other brachas we'll be discussing in the halachas of Birkas Ariyah, certain things, a person does not make the bracha for 30 days after seeing that event. Let's say, for example, we talked about the comet. If he sees a comet, he cannot say another bracha on a comet for another 30 days. By the bracha on thunder and lightning, it does not depend on 30 days. It depends on whether the storm is one continuous storm or not. He makes a bracha on the events of that storm. So therefore, as long as the clouds have not scattered, he should not make a new bracha. For one continuous storm, if he at the beginning of the storm he made a bracha on an osim asibrishis on the lightning, or shekocha gavrosim ale olam on the thunder, he does not make a new bracha as long as the clouds are still in the sky. So as long as the clouds haven't scattered, the first bracha he made will cover any other thunder or lightning he sees or hears throughout the storm. Nispazru ha'avim, however, if the clouds scattered, Vashamayim nizdachachu, and the heavens got clear. Bein barak lebarak, between one flash of lightning to another. Or bein ra'am lera'am, or between one thunder to another thunder. Tzorach las or levarich, he must make a new bracha. Meaning, let's say, even though 30 days have not passed, if this is genuinely a new storm, the other storm dissipated, the clouds scattered, now they formed again, that's considered a new occurrence. Therefore, he would make the bracha on the lightning or the thunder if the clouds scattered and then a new storm formed. The Kitzur continues, V'habrakim shenirim below ra'am, the lightning which is seen without thunder, ela machmas hachom, just because of heat. Let's say because of heat, he sees a flash. It's not because of a storm. It's not the classical lightning that one sees in a thunderstorm. Enam kibrokim mamish. That's not like lightning. That's not the lightning we're discussing. Ve'en mevarchan aleim. We do not make the bracha on just a show of light that comes not during a storm. It has to actually be the lightning that comes through the clouds through the storm. Only the lightning that comes through the clouds of the storm, that's the only lightning one could make the bracha on. And that lightning usually almost always is followed by thunder. So lightning followed by thunder is the lightning one should make this bracha on. Otherwise, he does not make the bracha on just the light that forms. Let's see halacha dalid. Haroa keshes. Someone sees a rainbow. Mivarech makes the following bracha. Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Zocher Abris. Hashem, you remember the covenant. V'neman bivriso. He is faithful to keep his covenant. V'kayim b'mamaro. And that which he says, he keeps. The idea of this bracha is, we remember how Hashem told Noach in Parshas Noach that the rainbow is a sign that Hashem will not destroy the world. It's, in a certain sense, it's a negative sign. It shows that Hashem had reasons why potentially he could have destroyed the world, but he didn't. And that rainbow is a sign of the covenant Hashem made with the world not to destroy it after the days of Noach. So one sees this rainbow, he would make this bracha. It said among certain tzaddikim, particularly it's mentioned about Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that as long as they were alive, there was never a sign of a rainbow, because the rainbow is, in a certain sense, is a negative sign that shows Hashem potentially would have destroyed the world if not for the bris. But the idea of this bracha is that Hashem remembers the bris, remembers the covenant he made with Noach. He's faithful in keeping it, and he does not want to he's not going to destroy the world. So that's the bracha on seeing the rainbow. The Kitzer finishes this halacha. Also is takel harbi bekeshes. It's forbidden to gaze at a rainbow. One should not gaze at a rainbow. He can look at it, but he shouldn't gaze at it. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gemara in Chagiga. If someone gazes at a rainbow, it could cause him to lose partially his eyesight. It says his eyesight will get weaker by gazing at the rainbow. That's another the Birkas Hariyah, another bracha made on seeing something is the bracha made on seeing a rainbow. There's an article on the website of Kitzur 365 on the bracha of the keshes, the bracha on the rainbow. Let's see halacha hey. Al hayamim on the seas. Val harim hagvohim and on high mountains. Hamaforsamim ba'olam, that they are well known in the world, machmas gofam, because of their height. Mountains, because of their great height, are so well known in the world. Mivarech osim maaseh breishis. Makes the bracha osim maaseh breishis. Hashem made the maaseh breishis. Hashem made the creation. And all these things are part of the creation. These grand mountains, great oceans. That was all part of the creation of the world from the sheishis mei breishis, the 6 days of creation. Let's see halacha vav. Haroah chama biskufasa. One who sees the sun at the end of a cycle. V'mishmona v'esrim shana. That would be every 28 years. Shetekufas nisan, which is the beginning of spring, the vernal equinox. That's the beginning of Wednesday, the beginning of Tuesday night. Kitzur means the following. There's a certain time when spring starts. The Bria, when the world was created, the sun was created at the beginning of the fourth day. Let's call that Tuesday night. The beginning of that night, let's call it 6 o'clock p.m. Tuesday night, was when the sun was created. The Tkufas Nisan, the falling of the vernal equinox, moves 6 hours every year, falls out 6 hours after when it fell out the year before. So it's always moving 6 hours past where it fell the last year. So it's going to fall in a different day or different hour every year. It's only every 28 years that the falling is on the beginning of Tuesday night. 6 o'clock p.m. Tuesday night only happens every 28 years because it's constantly moving forward 6 hours from year to year. And the cycle of when it will come back to Tuesday night, 6 p.m., it takes 28 years to return to that point. Therefore, one makes the bracha when Tekufas Nisan, when spring starts at 6 p.m. on a Tuesday night, which corresponds to when the sun was created. It was at 6 p.m. Tuesday night. One makes the bracha on that occurrence of the sun being at the same place it was when the world was created, that when the start of spring is Tuesday night, 6 p.m., it corresponds to where it was when the world was created. So again, I'm going to start the Kitzur again. Haroa Chama B'Tkufa. So someone sees the sun in its Tkufa, in its natural, original state. V'Shmona V'Esrim, L'Shmona V'Esrim Shana. That's from every 28 years. Sh'Tkufas Nisan Oz B'Tkufas Lel Revi. That's when the start of spring falls at the beginning of the fourth night, at 6 p.m. Tuesday night. So we don't see the sun at night, but the previous night it fell out at the time that it was when the world was created, during the Yemei Bereishis. Therefore, Mavarchan B'Yom Revi'i Baboker, we make the bracha Wednesday morning, Kishizorachas, when the sun is now shining, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. We make the bracha Oseh Maaseh Bereishis when the sun falls out Tuesday night at 6 p.m. We make the bracha Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. Pekodem HaBracha, before the bracha, Yesh Lomar HaMizmor HaLuka Halu Es Hashem Ben HaShamayim. See the Mizmor, the paragraph of Tehillim, praise Hashem from Shamayim, because we're talking about the heavenly bodies. V'achar kach Omrim HaBracha, then we say the bracha Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. V'achar kach Kel Adon Ad V'Chayas HaKodesh. We say the prayer of Kel Adon. Normally we say that Shabbos morning, but we say it now because of the event of the Birkas HaCham and making the bracha on this event of the sun being in the same position where it was when the world was created. Because in the bracha, or the tefillah of Kel Adon, it mentions the Ma'oros, the heavenly bodies. We say the tefillah of Kel Adon. The Achar Kach Mizmor, then we say the paragraph from Tehillim Hashemayim B'Safim Kvod Kel. The heavens tell about the glory of Hashem. We want to mention the praise of Hashem in His creating the heavenly bodies. The Achar Kach Aleinu L'Shabeach, then we say the Tefillah Aleinu L'Shabeach, the Kaddish, the Tefillah of Kaddish after the Aleinu. So the main part of this procession of tefillahs that we say for Birkas HaChama is the bracha. The bracha Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. Before the bracha, we say the mizmor, the prayer of Netilim Halleluah Hashem and Hashemayim. Afterwards, we say Kel Adon and Hashemayim B'Sarprim, Aleinu and Kaddish. It's somewhat similar to the tefillahs that surround Kiddush Levana, that we have a bracha, but surrounding it, we mentioned the praise of Hashem about creating the ma'oros, creating the heavenly bodies. Let's see, Halacha Zayin. L'chatchila yesh levarech baboker. Ideally, one should make the bracha in the morning, miyad b'hanis hachama, immediately at sunrise. Once the sun rises, one should make the bracha Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. Mishum d'zrizin makdim in the mitzvahs, because those who are quick, those who are zealous, they will do mitzvahs early. That it's a concept in mitzvahs, so the mitzvah should be done at the first possible opportunity. V'tovim efshar, it's better if it's possible, levarech v'asifas am. He should make the bracha Oseh Maaseh Bereishis on the chama, on the sun, with a group of people. He should make it v'asifas am with a large group of people making the bracha with him. Mishum Dvarov Am Hadras Melech, because with the Rov Am, with the multitude of people, that's glory of the king. It's more, shows more glory to Hashem when we gather together as a group and say his Shevach, say his praise. V'yesh l'hacharis b'yom shalafanav. We should announce the day before that we're going to say Birkas Hachama, Oseh Maaseh Bereishis, L'man Yedu L'Saseh, in order people should know to gather, in order to get people as a group to come there, we should announce it previously. In Iyav Shel L'Saseh Tekef Baboker, let's say it's impossible to assemble immediately in the morning. Let's say you cannot get a group together to assemble early in the morning. Al Yis'acharu B'Shvil Zeh, they should not delay the bracha for that. Meaning, let's say he has the opportunity to say the bracha alone early, or he can wait and gather a group together later. He should not delay the bracha for the sake of getting a group. Ela kol echad yivarech miyad, but each one on his own should make the bracha immediately. Kishara zrichas hashemesh. When each one sees the rising of the sun, he should make the bracha, even though he has not succeeded in getting a group of people together. Ki inyan's reason makdimin, because the concept is reason makdimin, that the zealous are quick to do the mitzvah as early as possible. Dachi, that pushes away inyan berov am, the concept of having a large group. Meaning, if a person has a choice, he can either do the mitzvah early, fulfill the concept of Zrizim Makdimin, that the zealous do the mitzvah early, or we can wait a little bit and he'll do it Berovam, he'll do it with the large group. Which one is better? Is it better to do it early with a small group, or wait to do it with a large group? The Kitzur is saying the concept of doing mitzvahs early supersedes the concept of doing mitzvahs with a group, and therefore it's better to do the mitzvah early, even though he has a small group, rather than waiting more to do it with a larger group. The Kitzur continues, Ubidiyavad, if after the fact, Imlobirech Baboker, if he has not made the bracha in the morning, let's say he did not make the bracha immediately, Yochel Levarech Ad Shaloshos Al Hayom, he may make the bracha until 3 hours of the day, until the first quarter of the day. Similar to the time, it's the same time that one has to say Kriya Shema, to do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema in the morning, which is a quarter of the day, 3 hours, 3 halachic hours of the day, which is 1 quarter of the day. He can make the bracha until that point, a quarter of the day, 3 halachic hours into the day. Ubishas hadchak ad chatzos hayom. If it's a extenuating circumstance, he was not able to make the bracha after that first quarter of the day, he may make the bracha until chatzos, until midday. Because of the question about whether he has until midday to make the bracha, he should try to make the bracha, he should make the bracha before 3 halachic hours into the day, before a quarter of the day. If it's an extenuating circumstance, he could rely on the opinions, he may make the bracha until chatzos, until midday. V'lachein, therefore, in baboker yesh ananim hamachasim osa, if in the morning there are clouds that are covering the sun, Yamtin ad karav lechatzos, he should wait until close to midday, close to noon. Ulay tizgala, maybe the sun will get revealed, maybe the sun will come out. Divarech v'shim ha'machlus, then you can make the bracha with the name of Hashem, with the words Melech Ha'olam. If the sun does not come out, he should wait until close to chatzos, close to noon, to be able to make the bracha. V'imlo nizgala, if the sun did not come out, if the sun is still covered with clouds until close to midday, Yivarech Boloshim HaMalchus, then you should make the bracha close to that midday point without the name of Hashem and without the Malchus. If you cannot actually see the sun, if the sun is still under the cover of clouds, he should not make the bracha with the name of Hashem and saying Melech HaOlam. He should make the bracha Baruch Osama Sibrishis without the name of Hashem and without saying Melech HaOlam, because he has to be able to see the sun. If the sun is covered with clouds, that would stop him from making the proper bracha with the Shem of Malchus, with the name of Hashem and Malchus. If he cannot actually see the sun, if it's not out in the open, he may not make the bracha. Shnas Kiddush Hachama, Haisa Shnas Tofresh Chavtes. The year of Kiddush Hachama happened in the year Tofresh Chavtes, which was 1869. V'tiyem Yirtzeh Hashem B'Shnas Tofresh Nun Zayin will be in the year Tofresh Nun Zayin, which is 1897. Very interestingly, the Kitzur now is dating when he was writing this. He's writing this sometime between the year 1869 and 1897, because he's saying 1869 has already passed. It will happen with the will of Hashem in the year 1897. That's the Kitzur talking, so he's writing this sometime between those 28 years, between 1869 and 1897. And it happens every 28 years. The last time it happened was in 2009. He says a prayer. It should be the will of Hashem. We should merit to the light of the Shiva Simi Breishis, the light from the time when Hashem created the world. When Hashem created the world, there was a light that was seven times stronger than the light of this world. So the Kitzur is ending with a prayer. Hashem should bring us back that light from the original creation of the world. If you look on the website of Kitzur 365, you'll see an article on Birkas Hachama, the halachas that are relevant to this bracha on seeing the sun at the point it was created, which happens every 28 years.